Now, my next guest's voice has been described by Hot Press as somewhere between George Harrison and John Lennon. He's a Dublin singer-songwriter who divides his time between Ireland and the UK, but he's flown back to be with us this morning. Chris Singleton, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
You are doing well at the moment, are you not?
Well, I'd like to think so, right? I'm on your show, so I can't be doing too bad.
That's a nice compliment. Thank you very much. But really, the reviews you've been getting are fantastic. The Irish Times, some of the best pop rock you're likely to hear this or any year. Chris Tarrant, it really is good stuff, a great sound. The Irish Examiner, extremely impressive. Daily Express, a confident collection of songs. Twisted City is an express train of emotions. You can't do much better than that, can you?
No, well, it's great to get the old critical acclaim, you know, after, you know, years of making a racket in your bedroom. You know, it's nice to actually put a record out and, you know, get some positive feedback on
well,
it.
Well, maybe we should hear something. You're just here with guitar. This is not the full-blown sound. Yeah. What do you want to do for us?
I'm going to start off by singing you a song called Pieces, which is off the record.
It's on the record as well.
Yes, on and off the record. Okay, this is it. Every street, you're following everyone. You don't know where you've gone, you just kept moving on. I'm picking up the pieces of everything. I'm looking out for you. I'm doing all I can to see you through. I want to be all that you want me to. But you're everyone's reason, and I'm everyone's fool. What are we coming to? I'm picking up the pieces of everything. I'm looking out for you. I'm doing all I can to see you through. Picking up the pieces of everything. I'm looking out for you. I'm doing all I can to see you through.
Pieces from Twisted City, and Chris Singleton is my guest in studio this morning. You had to overcome one particular problem, some sort of a hearing problem. What was that?
Yeah, it's quite a rare condition called hyperacusis. It was sort of the most negative aspect of working on the album while I was recording it. I started developing a sort of allergy to sound.
An allergy to sound for a musician.
It's not what you want, is it really? basically, sort of everyday noises started to become really painful. And I really went around the houses with this because it's not that well known a condition even amongst GPs, and I went to several GPs, several consultants, and you know, actually spent a lot of money trying to find out what it was.
But, and having found out what it was, what's the treatment?
Well, basically, by the time that I found out what it was, the treatment that they actually suggested was hearing therapy, which kind of I was a bit sort of skeptical of at first, because it sounds like having a shrink for your ears. But there's two main treatments. One is treatment with white noise, basically, where they mm-hmm. gradually readjust your ears by playing you white noise at different levels. And then there's hearing therapy, which is where they just give you relaxation exercises.
And did it work?
Yeah, I mean, my hearing's back to normal now, but it was just a horrible thing to go through.
You also have another condition, but that's probably not the right... It could be a talent for all I know. Yeah. Synesthesia.
Yeah, it's one that I think I didn't know that this was at all abnormal until my girlfriend brought home a big article from the newspaper about it. Effectively, I sort of associate colours with, you know, music, certain musical notes, and days of the week is my oddest one. But I thought...
What colour is today?
What are we today?
Friday.
It's kind of like a dark green.
Okay.
it's very strange, but I've since, you know, read that a lot of musicians and writers have this, so I don't feel quite so odd.
The kind of music that you write, I mean, these Beatle comparisons, Bowie comparisons, suggest that that's what you were listening to in your house. Your mum and dad, were they...
Yeah, well, I kind of at the age of 11, I worked out how to, you know, how a record player worked, and I raided the record collection. Of course, my parents being old hippies had a lot of Beatles and Bowie there, and I really, you know, the minute I heard Revolver by the Beatles, I was just, I just knew I had to be a musician, so,
and... Now, you mentioned it's a, you know, a tough enough grind getting yourself out there, but you are out there. You had Radio 1, BBC Radio 1 airplay on tonight. You launched your album in the underground.
Yeah.
I was going to say on the tube, and then people think YouTube. No. This is the actually London in the underground. Yeah. You did a gig in the back of a cab.
Yeah, well, basically, because the album is sort of like about my experiences in London, really, and, you know, moving over there, trying to make it as a musician. So I thought a fitting sort of location for both the launch of the album and some of the gigs to promote it would be public transport. So did a gig, launched the album on the tube, and then did a gig on a bus, a boat, and a taxi. And at times felt like a right old nutter, but it was great fun.
Great fun. You've got some people, which you call a street team, who help promote your stuff. How does that work?
Well, it's just if people want to help out, you know, they just go to the website, click the street team link. If they're into it, you know, they can, you know, send emails out and
just let people know.
Yeah, it's just a new way of getting your music out.
It's like a chain letter in a way, isn't it?
You know? Yeah, well, I mean, it's only people who are, like, you know, into it and want to help, because obviously getting your music out about is difficult, very expensive. So anyone who's happy to help is very welcome to.
Well, just to give an idea of how successful you are and how you're beginning to make serious waves, you're appearing at the Taste of London Festival in Regent's Park on the 21st of June, Edinburgh Cellars at Stoke Newington 25th of July, and the Cambridge Rock Festival on the 19th of August, and they're just three high-profile gigs. There'll be a lot more on your website,
yeah,
I presume.
Definitely. I've got another single coming out in August, September, so we'll probably back over in Dublin doing some shows over here as well.
Okay, so keep an eye on the website, singletonmusic.com or myspace.com/chrissingleton.com. Another song to conclude, Chris, what's it going to be?
This song called Tonight, it's the single that's out now. Tonight, every memory came home. Tonight, tonight, you can't leave the past alone. I'm still standing at your door, calling round for what you don't feel anymore. Tonight is what you're for. tonight, tonight. You keep crying out for something. Tonight, tonight. You keep breaking down for nothing. I'm still standing at your door, calling round for what you don't feel anymore. Tonight is what you're for. I don't need to see you or know just what you'd say. Try to put that feeling away. I'm still standing at your door, calling round for what you don't feel anymore. Tonight is what you're for. Tonight is what you're for. Tonight is what you're for.
That's Chris Singleton and the single, the current single tonight from the album Twisted City. A man, Chris, with a great sense of timing, because you've brought us precisely to 11 o'clock as we go to the newsroom and Susan Jackson.
Thanks, Pat, and good morning from the newsroom.